I'm going to share with you some things. We're going to put some stuff up on the board here. And if you want this information on your way out the door, there are these sheets at the back which give the full 2014 year-end report with all the information and details that I'm going to share with you this morning. So feel free to take that and to keep that. We want to be a church that's always open about where we're at, how we spend our money, what we do, because it's not ours, it's God's. We always want to be above reproach. And in 2014, we saw a 98% increase in our total giving compared to 2013. 98% increase, which is huge. And so this table up here that we have kind of shows us our 2014 compared to our 2013. So on that right there, and I'm going to focus on 2014. You can see the comparisons, but I'm going to focus on last year. Last year, our total contributions, and that means everything that came in from our tithes and offerings and then any designated funds, was $190,000 compared to $96,000 in 2013. Now, out of that, we have what's called designated giving, and you'll see our designated giving up there, which is money that's given to specific things. Maybe we say, hey, matter of fact, we gave our offering away to both of our missionaries, our India missionaries and our Alaska missionaries. There were two different times throughout this year where we said, hey, we're going to give the whole offering. If you want to give more, we're going to give to missions. And so it was designated for those things and was given for specific things. And so $6,238 was given to missions, all right? And that's just that above and beyond the normal tithes. We gave a lot more. You'll see later a lot more that we as a church gave to missions. But that's $6,000. Adopt a family. We had $2,760 come in for adopt a family. Now, that is some of you giving, but that's also the Harvest Bazaar and the fundraisers that we did as a church to raise money for adopt a family brought that money in. Youth, we had 2,000, as we kicked off our youth group last year, we had $2,690 come in specifically for the youth and to bless the youth and see them bless our kids and our youth. Camp scholarships last year, we had $917 that was spent. I think we sent about 6 to 8 kids that wouldn't have been able to go to camp with that money used for camp scholarship and just to bless those kids. And we actually had some overflow from the year before that didn't show up in there, and so we were able to bless them with that. And then we had $1,000 come in for different building improvements and equipment within the church to buy specific things. So our total designated giving was $13,605, which what you do is you minus that from that top line, and you get basically our tithes and offerings there of $176,739. And that's important there because our monthly budget is based off of our tithable income, which is that money that comes in our regular tithes and offerings. And so our average monthly income in 2013 was $7,738. Our average monthly income for 2014 was $14,728. Now that there, when you break it down to the tithable income, that's a 90% increase in tithable income. That's huge. It's people stepping up and faithfully giving to our church. So moving forward, I want to look at just some highlights from 2014. An exciting highlight for 2014 is that we went from having $9,005 in the bank at the end of 2013. And let me say this, that $9,005 was only because at the end of December last year, we had somebody give a special gift of $6,000 that doesn't even go to our church, that was just a gift given to our church. You take that out, and we basically, at the end of December, until that came in, we're at about $3,000 at the end of December. So we were basically just making it month by month with our budget, which again, though, our council prayed about, and we faithfully made it. It was one of those things that was like each month, but we just trusted and kept moving forward, kept giving and being faithful, and God provided for us. And so we had that $9,005 in the bank at the end of 2013. The end of 2014, we had $58,000 in the bank. It's huge, all right? Now, with that, let me share some things about our council, all right? We have a council that technically, as of right now, through 2013, we had four council members. That's myself, is always a part of the council as a pastor. And then we have Gary Wilson, has been a part of the council from the beginning. We have Grant Graytrek in the back there. And then Melinda Seibert, many of you know her. She's actually on vacation this week. So the three of them plus me makes up our four council members. Next week, we are going to be ratifying two new council members. Mike Nelson here and Kirk Anderson here are going to be coming on to our council. We'll be ratifying them next week. So you want to be here next week, part of that ratification. You'll get to kind of see their faces a little better there. But so we'll this year have six members on the council. And I share this because as the council are the ones that make the financial decisions as we move forward as a church. We don't move forward. Now, some councils can operate on a majority rules. We have talked and said we work on 100%. That when we pray, we want to all be in 100% belief of what God is calling us to do to move forward in things. And so that's how we operate as a council, as we move forward to be faithful stewards of what God has given us. And so we decided we wanted to put $30,000 into savings because we want to be able to be prepared, because we know we live in a world where the economy goes up and down. And many churches, you know, are living month to month, and next thing they know, the economy hits, and then they're in trouble, and they're laying off people and all that kind of stuff. So we've put $30,000 into savings, which is really just under 3 months of income. But knowing that if something happens, that gives us some time to kind of readjust and do some things to our budget so that we're not hurting. And so with that, you take the designated funds out, I think we've got about $18,000 now sitting in our general fund, somewhere around there. And that will be used for things to continue to move forward of repairs and things around the church here, painting and some things we want to continue to move forward of just taking care of the building that God's given us, because we want to steward that well too. And so wanted to give you some information on that, but it's huge to go from really $3,000 in the bank at the end of December to $58,000. It's just a testimony of people faithfully giving and God just, I think, blessing us as we continue to give. Now, with the increase in finances, there's some cool things that happened. We were able to, number one, and I say this is cool because it affects me, but if you know last year, I wasn't getting paid a full salary. I was doing some subbing through the schools and different things to kind of subsidize funds. With the increased giving, I was able to move here in the last 6 months to a full salary. So I don't sub anymore. I'm able to focus on church and focus on church things, which, yes, that is a great thing. And thank you to you guys for just giving. But then with that, we were able to, and I say this loosely, we were able to hire four part-time employees and really probably more quarter-time employees, and really not what they're worth. But we're able to at least bring some people on. So we were able to kind of bring Joshua to where we give him a stipend to kind of help cover, because he puts a lot of work here preparing for worship, a lot of work preparing for youth. And so technically, you know, he gets paid a small amount for 8 hours kind of a week kind of thing. But we were able to do that for him and bless him and bring him on. And it's just a blessing to us to know, hey, worship and our youth are taken care of. I don't have to worry about it. We've got a great leader here that just loves the Lord and does an amazing job in both worship and with our kids. Sheila, is Sheila in here today? I saw her earlier. She's downstairs. But Sheila is a huge blessing to me and my wife, because my wife stepped in and was helping cover children's ministry out of a need, not out of giftings. Neither of us are gifted in children's ministries. And Sheila is gifted beyond all measure in that. And she is so awesome. And I'm so excited about where she's taking us. And as we're growing in that, safety issues, things with it, just it's awesome. And so we love Sheila. So we've hired her just 10 hours a week, you know, and she, again, I know she puts in way more time than that. And she's just amazing and a blessing, but we were able to bring her on. Bookkeeper administration, my wife had been doing all that just as a part of the package of having me as the pastor. And the council basically said, you know, we realize she's putting in these hours. We want to pay her for doing that. Because if your wife wasn't doing it, we'd have to pay somebody to do it. And so we were able to bring my wife on. She does about 5-6 hours a week doing the bookkeeping, some administrative stuff. And then custodian, which is awesome. Larry back there has just been, for the last couple months, has been coming, yes. doing things that a lot of times I got left doing, you know. We had Gary and Joanna help clean bathrooms for us early on, but I vacuumed, I did stuff. You know, I was the one going around looking things, and so Larry takes care of that stuff, and it just frees me from having to worry about a lot of those things. And so just a huge blessing of going from me being kind of a three-quarter time employee to full-time and hiring four other people to just help with the work of the Lord. It's just an amazing highlight of 2014. And then another highlight of 2014 is that we were able to give more money to global and local missions. And this one is huge. This is about who we are. I've said from the beginning, since we started this church, we want to be about our community. We want to be about going into all the world. And so I want to show you here in our giving away, last year, we gave $12,283 to our Alaska and India missionaries. If you aren't familiar, we have two missionaries we support, missionaries in Alaska and missionaries in India. And we gave over $12,000 to help support them, and that is huge. As a matter of fact, a cool thing, Alaska had told us, they said, you know, we're a small church. We're just a little church. And they said, you are our greatest supporter. You know, the fact that here we are of this big four-square missionary that gets support all over the place, we're one of their greatest supporters. And so it's just a testimony of our heart of giving and caring for others. Benevolence. We gave away almost $1,700. That's things when people come into my office, maybe people from our church and maybe people not from our church, people in our community, whoever, that have needs, you know, whether that's electric bills that need to be paid because they're going to be shut off, or maybe they've already been shut off, and we help out with those things. We come alongside people. Maybe you have appliances that have broken down and helping with those kind of things and just helping with situations, walking through difficulties and challenges. Those are the kind of things that benevolence has covered this past year in blessing people, and that's just a great thing that we get to do that. Adopt a family, $2,300 blessing. We ended up blessing 13 families this year with Adopt a Family, which was amazing, and so for your giving. Community Connect, that's happening this next week here where we serve homeless and people in need in our community, and we were able to help resource, because one of the things, and they get a lot of help from churches, but they don't have money to help do the things, and we as a church said, you know what, we know it costs about $2,000 to $3,000 for them to do this thing, and we said, we're going to give $2,000 to it, and so we've given $2,000 to do that, and that's probably something that we hope to continue to do to help that event continue to move forward. $500, the school supply drive that the community does for kids that can't provide their own school supplies, we gave to help buy supplies and backpacks for that. Foster care Christmas, we got a letter from DHS just asking and saying, hey, we want to put on this foster care party, and there's some needs that we have, and it was sent out to churches. And so I called and I said, what's your greatest need? And one of the things I said, well, you know, a lot of people, again, are able to serve and come help. We need some money. It costs $500 to do the food for that night. Talked to the council, and the council said, hey, that's what we're about. So we gave $500 to purchase the food for the foster care Christmas party. And then camp scholarships, $1,370 that was given out. And so we had that's why the difference, $917 that came in, but we actually gave out $1,370 to help kids go to camp this year. And so our total giving to global and local missions was $20,659. That's over Tim, that's about 13% of our income given to missions. Now, if you take that, combined with the fact that we pay tithe on our money, we give 10% back to our Four Square denomination to help the ministry run, to help support church plants, to help support the raising up of pastors in our denomination. And so we gave away last year 23% of what came in. So that's above and beyond, you know, the 10% tithe that God calls us to give. And it's just a blessing of what God has done. And the interesting thing, when you look at this number, $20,659, the year before, we gave away $3,401, which was a lot for us before. That's listen to this, 600% increase in giving this year, which says a lot about our heart for giving, because we had a 98% increase in what we received, but we gave 600% increase. And that's our heart, to continue to grow and to be a church that continues to give back. We're not about sucking money out of you for ourselves. We're about us coming together and giving as a church so that we can bless others and see people come to know the Lord. And then one other little highlight that I got to throw in there is we were able to purchase 6,700 square feet of carpet that basically, and don't get too excited, it's not for the sanctuary. We'll get there someday here with the sanctuary. But it basically will do every area of the church except the sanctuary. And it is what it is. It's a little bit light in here of what we wanted anyways, but just the way it worked out, the other areas. But it was one of those things that we got this opportunity. It's about $25,000 worth of carpet that we got for just under $6,000. It was supposed to go in somewhere. It was a mistake. I got a call from the carpet guy. Said, hey, do you want this? And we said, yes. And so we jumped on it. And so we still have other things, painting, things that need to be done and stuff before we can start moving some remodeling stuff we're doing in the kids' classrooms, but we're going to start over this next year where you're going to start seeing carpet go in and just the place look a little bit nicer, all right? And so that's an exciting thing, and we're excited about that. So on top of spending that money, we still have this money in the bank, and so it's a good thing, and God's just continuing to bless. So looking ahead to 2015, and I'm trying to hurry through here to get through all this stuff. 2015, now our annual budget is set for $151,980, which breaks down to a monthly budget of $12,665. That's a modest budget. We wanted to be very careful. We averaged about $14,000 last year, but you just never know. The ups and downs and things, we always want to make sure that we've got some cushion. And the nice thing there is if we continue to make that, money will be saved to be able to use for other things, whether that's mission or ministry or things that need to be done around the church to repair and that kind of stuff. So that's what we're setting. Let me just give you a real quick breakdown of what that looks like budget-wise, all right? So 10% of that is tithe. As I said, we give tithe to our Four Square denomination. We wouldn't ask you to do something that we ourselves wouldn't do. We believe in giving. 45% is personnel. That covers myself and all the four employees that we talked about, which is pretty good. A lot of churches, Four Square churches especially, are over that 50%. I know Four Square has this thought of 40%, but the more I've talked to pastors and whatever, they did that back in, like, who knows, the 30s or whatever, when they came up with that number, and I think you naturally had more giving in those days and in those times. But that's a good number where I think we want to stay around that 45% with personnel. Taxes and insurance, 7%. Facilities and maintenance, 11%. That one right there, I love. It's huge. That is our mortgage and then other facilities stuff. And the thing about the mortgage there is we pay basically $1,300. That's a house payment. That's like, for a lot of people, that's a house payment. That is huge for us. That is low. That's a wonderful thing. And so really, when you take in the whole facilities, you got to take in the facilities maintenance and the utilities there. And that's, you know, about 18%. My goal is I always want our facilities to be at 20% or below. I know many churches, Four Square even allows you to go up to 40, 45%, all right? But we've seen when the economy dropped, people lose their churches, the churches crumble, all these things happen. And I had a pastor that spoke into my life about this when I asked him how he did things. Just a great man, pastored Canby, Four Square Church for years. And he said, you know, my heart and desire is to never go over 15, 20%. Because we never want to leave the next generation in debt. And so our heart and desire is that we always keep that as low as possible. Our goal is to pay off this building. Our goal is to get to where we don't have any debts as far as a church, that the next generation will always be able to move ahead. That's our heart and desire. And then ministry is at 12%. And my heart in that is to be around 20 to 25%. And in reality, we are, because that next one, global missions, is 1%. And then community giving is 7%. We decided we're setting aside it's a $10,000 a year to just give back to our community. And so in reality, you can take, those really are ministry stuff. And that really puts us right about that 20%. Of giving back to our community and giving to ministry and things. And so that is kind of the report and where we're at. And I really believe I could talk about giving today without feeling like I'm, you know, trying to take money from you, because I really believe that it's what God's called us to do. We as a church and as a council believe that, and we faithfully give. And I think it's the obedience and faithful giving of many of you that allows our church body to do the ministry that we're called to do.
And so my encouragement to you as we head into 2015 is that you just continue to be faithful givers. We're all called to give generously, to give willingly. And as we're faithful to do that, we're going to build God's church. Because as I said before, this isn't Darren Hausler's church. This is God's church. He is the leader of this church. And as we are faithfully giving to the church is going to faithfully continue to give and be who it's called to be in this community. And that is a wonderful and amazing thing. Amen.